Tom asks, "Why does my dentist insist on humming?" Tom, I'm very glad you came to us with this one. I'm sorry to have to tell you that your dentist isn't humming at all. He's a sick man, Tom, a very sick man. To understand what's happening, you first must appreciate how very much it sucks to be a dentist. Imagine having this conversation at every party you ever attended. "Well, hi there. I'm Dr. Jake Steele." "Well, I'm very charmed to meet you, doctor. So, Dr. Jake Steele, what's your specialty?" "Well, I'm a dentist." "Oh, a dentist. That's just fine. You threw me a bit when you said doctor is all."
"Well, a dentist is a doctor, actually. I studied at the Harvard School of Dental Medicine. I'm still on the board, as a matter of fact. I am a doctor."
"Oh, I know you are. But not a real doctor, though. An individual human being can only endure so much degradation. Stresses like these, coupled with long-term exposure to hyper-annoying sounds like drills or metal scraping against tooth enamel, can, in many cases, lead to a newly recognized psychosis, dentodementia, known somewhat more popularly as the cavity crazies. You may have noticed how, and seemingly at the most inappropriate instances, your dentist will ask you a question, expect an answer, and then reply not only as if you hadn't answered him, but as if he had asked a different question in the first place. It often goes like this. "So, Ted, do you like rocket ships?"
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, my kids do, I suppose."
"Yeah, that's pretty great. Now, I flew an F-14 Tomcat during the war myself. She was a beauty. I tell you what, Ted, I killed a lot of Irishmen in that thing. Man, I can't stand those ginger bastards. I think you'll agree the madness can be pretty frightening. This leads to the phenomenon you described as humming. Sufferers of dentementia, or dentretards, often exhibit Tourette's-like symptoms where they involuntarily make noise, hence the humming. This is a serious problem, Tom, and not one you can avoid by going to another dentist. They've pretty much all got it. The only way to ensure that this madness doesn't infect your life is to do what we did, which was to finally shake ourselves free of our unhealthy obsession with dental hygiene. Remember, Tom, no tephuses, no dentist. Thanks for the question, Tom.